Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Israel has seized one of southern Lebanon's most strategically significant sites, capturing Beaufort Castle and pushing further north in its campaign against Hezbollah. The Crusader-era fortress overlooks the Litani Valley and has long been regarded as a key military position. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the operation marks a turning point.
I instructed the IDF to expand the manoeuvre in Lebanon. Our forces crossed the Litani River, they seized controlled areas, they occupied the Beaufort Ridge, and now my instruction is to deepen and expand our grip on the places that were under Hezbollah's control.
The operation has drawn criticism from a number of countries, including France, Germany and Britain. France has called for an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, while Lebanon's Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has accused Israel of collective punishment. Israel says the offensive is aimed at weakening Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. The fighting comes as violence continues in Gaza, despite a ceasefire that remains technically in place. Two people were killed and at least 10 others injured after a strike near Gaza City's port. Witnesses say civilians had gathered in one of the few remaining public spaces in the city.
This camp is considered a safe area, a densely populated area. Two people came, they just came to hang out at the port to get some fresh air. A drone targeted them with a single missile. One was torn into shredded pieces. Where is the ceasefire? We are asking the world, where is the ceasefire when we have bloodshed every single day? And every day we are saying goodbye to one another.
Israel has not immediately commented on the strike. The ceasefire has reduced large-scale fighting, but both sides continue to accuse each other of violations. At the same time, diplomatic efforts continue to prevent the conflict spreading further across the region. Iran and the United States remain engaged in talks over extending the current ceasefire and potentially reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says negotiations remain underway, but no agreement has been reached.
The talks and exchanges of messages are ongoing, and until they reach a clear outcome, it is not possible to judge them. Everything being said at this stage, the speculation and conjecture that is circulating should, in my view, be disregarded until matters become definitive.
The comments come after reports the two sides were close to a framework agreement. The proposed arrangement would reportedly extend the ceasefire and open discussions on Iran's nuclear program. US President Donald Trump says he still believes a deal can be reached.
I would rather get a deal because we can open the strait immediately upon signing. One guarantee that I have to have is that there will be no nuclear weapons. They've agreed to that. It was very interesting. They originally said, we will not develop a nuclear weapon. I said, well, what happens if you buy a nuclear weapon? So now it says we will not develop or in any way purchase a military weapon. That's a big difference.
But significant differences remain. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful and says it will not accept conditions that undermine what it describes as the country's sovereign rights. Adam Clements is a former Pentagon official and former US defense attaché at the American embassies in Jordan and Yemen. He says sustained military pressure could have the opposite effect.
This direct Iran-US conflict or involving Israel has been that any supporters of the low level of support that the Iranian regime has, it has the effect of that they rally around the flag effect, where you have people that are on the sidelines, neutral, or are angered at they're not supporters of the regime, yet they rally around the flag and this face of U.S. military force.
Reports that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian had resigned have also been denied by officials in Tehran. With fighting continuing in Lebanon and Gaza and negotiations between Washington and Tehran still unresolved, hopes for a broader regional settlement remain uncertain.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.